In May, irate citizens in Hearne, Texas, marched on police headquarters following the death of 93-year-old Pearlie Golden. Upset over being denied a driver's license, she reportedly brandished a gun when police arrived at her home. The citizen demonstration prompted the city council in Hearne to vote unanimously for the firing of police officer Stephen Stem over the fatal shooting. About a year previously, Stem had been placed on leave after fatally shooting a suspect during the investigation of an unruly crowd in an apartment parking lot. Public anger over police killings also arose in Los Angeles and Las Vegas. The militarization of police forces has only added fuel to the fire of anger and suspicion over what many see as police heavy-handedness. Sometimes fatal police action does not even require the use of bullets. In mid-2014, an Illinois lawsuit was filed in federal court against six police officers accused of killing a 95-year-old World War II vet with beanbag bullets. John Warana Jr. had resisted leaving his assisted living center to go to a hospital for treatment of a suspected urinary tract infection. Police were called when Warana refused to leave his room. According to the complaint filed by Warana's stepdaughter, police decided to take the man by force. One officer fired 5 rounds of beanbag bullets from a 12-gauge shotgun from a distance of about 6 to 8 feet. A medical examiner ruled that the man's death was due to blunt force trauma to his abdomen as a result of the shots. The lawsuit stated that documents from the beanbag manufacturer noted that the beanbags can travel at approximately 190 miles per hour and that shots to the head, neck, thorax, heart, or spine can result in fatal injury. Rob Cole, publisher of Op-Ed News, said, "When a brutal fascist authoritarian law is put out there by legislation or executive decree, the ripples it produces can be massive.